I believe we're all set for the game. So we'll be building the game in three phases. First, we'll build a simple version of it, then we'll make it better, and we'll make it better. So in case we don't get to all the three, I'll share the code for the third one. So one of the first things we need to know in order to build this game is Python module. So Python has, like yesterday we saw how to build functions, and then you can package many, many such functions into modules, and then modules can be packaged into what's called Python packages. So we're going to use a Python module called random, which is helpful to pick a random something. Like you can have it pick a random number from anywhere. It could pick a random number from a selected range, or it could pick something random from a list of things. So we're going to use random module, and you use a module in a Python program by using the keyword import. So the first line of our program says import random.
Import random. Home.
So it's
M. I. F. P. O. R. T. Space. R. A. N. D. O. M.
So it's import
Mike.
random.
User underline action equals input.
Then the next thing we do is we want to ask our user for an input, just the way we play rock, paper, and scissors. We want our user to select one of the three. So here's the line to do that.
User underline action equals input left parent quote enter a choice left parent rock paper scissors right parent colon quote right parent.
Okay, so basically, we are asking our user to enter rock, papers, or scissors, and it's pretty straightforward. It's using the input function that we've used several times in the last couple of days.
Possible underline actions equal.
Then we have a list which has all the possible actions that can be taken.
Possible underline actions equals left bracket quote rock quote quote paper quote scissors quote right bracket.
Because it's not just we as users who have to pick an action, the computer has to also pick one. So
Computer underline action equals random dot choice left parent possible underline actions right parent home.
here's where we are using the random module. So we use random.choice and pass the list of possible actions to it, which means that it's going to pick one out of these three possible actions at random. So it's going to be
Computer underline action equals random dot choice left.
computer underscore action. So it's the user action is stored in our variable user action, and computer action is stored in the variable computer action, computer underscore action.
Print left parent f quote backslash n u shows left race user underline action right race. Computer shows left race computer underline action right race. Backslash n quote right parent.
And then we print what you chose and what the computer has chosen. I hope everyone knows the rules. What happens if I'm the player and I chose rock and computer chose paper? What happens?
Yeah, then paper wins because paper can cover rock.
That's correct. What happens if I choose scissors and computer chooses paper?
Then you win because you can cut the paper.
What happens if I choose scissors and computer chooses rock?
Rock will win, by the way.
Okay, so the rock breaks the scissors and rock wins. And if both choose the same, it's a tie. Okay, so we know all the different scenarios that we need to code for. So let's move on. So after we print who has chosen what, we need to decide the outcome.
If user underline action equals equals computer underline action colon.
So we first, if condition is if user action is same as computer action, we'll have to announce that it's a tie.
Print left parent quote it's a tie quote right parent. Elif
Then
user underline action equals equals quote rock quote colon.
else, elif, remember we learned about elif. So if both of them have not chosen the same thing, then we go into the elif block and we say
Elif user underline action equals equals quote rock quote colon.
elif user action is rock.
If computer underline action equals
Then we are using our nested if over
SM21
here.
has joined.
So
Participants can now see your.
we basically chose that we know that user has chosen rock, and now we are looking at options in there. So
If computer underline action equals equals quote scissors quote colon.
if user has chosen rock, and computer has chosen scissors, what's going to happen? What's the message we'll give?
But if the user chooses rock?
Yes, user chooses rock, computer chooses scissors.
If computer underline action equals quote scissors equals quote.
User wins. So let's see.
Print left parent quote rock smashes scissors. You win quote right parent.
Okay, so this is the message we'll print when that happens. Moving on. So now user has chosen rock. We know that user and computer haven't chosen the same thing because otherwise it would go into the previous if, right? So user has chosen rock. Computer hasn't chosen rock, hasn't chosen scissors. What does the else block mean? It means computer has chosen paper. So what would be the outcome in that case? User has chosen rock, computer has chosen paper.
You lose.
Okay, so here's what it says.
Print left parent quote paper covers rock, you lose quote right parent.
Perfect. So exactly as Prasha said, you lose. So we covered a few conditions. We covered the condition where both people choose the same. We covered both the scenarios if user has chosen rock. Let's move on to the next condition.
If user underline action equals quote paper quote colon.
If user has chosen paper. Now again, there could be two possible conditions.
Christian Compass has joined the meeting.
Which we'll cover in the nested if else. So user has chosen paper. Computer has not chosen anything which is same as user. So it means computer could either choose rock or could have chosen scissors. So let's check that.
If computer underline action equals quote rock quote colon.
So if computer has chosen rock, what happens? User has chosen paper. Computer has chosen rock.
User wins.
User wins.
Print left parent quote paper covers rock. You win quote right parent.
Perfect. Then moving on. Now the else condition. What's the else condition going to be? We are looking at a condition where we are in the elif of user has chosen paper and computer has not chosen paper, has not chosen rock. Then what's left?
Scissors.
Scissors. Okay. So
else colon.
We say else. And if user has chosen paper and computer has chosen scissors, user is going to lose.
Print left parent quote scissors cuts paper. You lose quote right parent.
All right.
If user underline action equals quote scissors quote colon.
And then lastly, we check if user action is scissors.
If computer underline action equals quote paper quote colon.
And if computer action is paper.
Print left parent quote scissors cuts paper. You win quote right parent.
We do the scissors cuts paper. You win.
Else colon.
Else.
Print left parent quote rock smashes scissors. You lose quote right parent. Print left parent quote rock smashes scissors. You lose quote right parent.
So that's it for the game. Like the first version of the game. Let's play it and see what happens.
Meeting control C colon backslash windows greater command prompt C D space colon backslash P R O A L backslash C O C colon backslash personal backslash coding camp enter C colon Y T A O space G A M game underline V1.py enter enter a choice left parent rock paper scissors right parent colon.
Okay, so it's asking me for a choice rock paper scissors. What should I choose?
I'll say rock.
Okay, let's go for rock.
R O K. Enter a choice left parent rock, paper, scissors, right parent, colon, rock. Enter, you chose rock, computer chose rock, it's a tie, C colon, backslash, personal.
Let's try once more.
C colon, enter, enter a choice left parent rock, paper, scissors, right parent, colon.
I'm gonna choose rock again.
R, O, C, K, enter, you chose rock, computer chose rock, it's a tie, C colon, backslash, C colon, enter, enter a choice left.
Once more.
R, O, K, enter, you chose rock, computer chose paper, paper covers rock, you lose, C colon, backslash.
So this time I lost. So if you see, every time the computer is going to choose different things. If I play it once more.
C colon enter. Enter a choice left parent rock. P.
This time I'm going to say paper.
A. E. R. Enter. You chose paper. Computer chose scissors. Scissors cuts paper. You lose. C colon backslash personal backslash.
So basically every time computer is going to randomly pick one out of these three things. I know there are a lot of if conditions here, but it's very logical. You first check for user action being same as computer action and you announce a tie. Then you check if user has selected rock and then you put a nested if else for both the remaining two conditions. And then you do the same for user has chosen paper and user has chosen scissors. It's very logical if you think about it. So I want you guys to try to code this out, you know, whatever you can. And let's kind of figure out where you're stuck. Like I'm going to share the code in the chat.
Selected. Copy to
But I recommend that you do it yourself.
C colon back meeting controls. Meeting control, Alt H, chat. Paste it from enter from me to everyone colon import random user underline action.
I'm going to try to code you guys. If I get a call, it's going to interrupt me, but I'm going to try.
Okay. So Adrian, so Belinda, Adrian with Marcy and Matthew in one room.
Okay. How many minutes do you want to pour?
30 minutes.
Okay.
And Adrian and Dana, please make sure like people run their code and show you the output.
Yep.
Sure thing.
Got it.
Okay. Can you repeat the names you want in the breakout?
Yeah. All right. Shrey, are you ready to code?
Yep, ready.
Awesome. Okay, so let me, okay, who wants to share their jaws? Maybe like Shrey can do it for half of it and then Joe can do it for the other half. It's a little long code, but let's see.
I don't know. I have problems though, like typing while other people is typing. So I could just do it after. It's not a problem.
Okay. Or should we type without sharing jaws? And if
I can share if you want.
Yeah, but I think what happens is if someone's listening to you type, then they can't listen to their own jaws.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes. So let's try what works best. Maybe like let's start without anybody typing things, and I can share my screen and show you the code, and you can try to do the same. So both of you, please create a file called rock.py or game.py.
Game underline v1-notepad. Game top of.
Okay, tell me when you both are ready with your file.
I'm ready.
Okay, Joe, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's start. So the first line is going to be import random, import space random. Okay. Then the next line is going to be
user underline action.
User underscore action equal to input. And then in parentheses, inside quotes, you want to print your message. So enter rock. Paper or scissors. Now, next line is going to be possible underscore actions, like a list of possible actions. So possible underscore actions equal to, and then for the list, remember we use those box brackets. So the bracket next to P. So like this.
Possible underline actions equals left bracket, quote, rock, quote, paper, quote, scissors, quote, right bracket.
Yeah, in quotes, rock. Comma, then again in quotes, paper comma,
and scissors, yeah.
Scissors, and then bracket close. So all the three choices you put in that list. Now hit enter. And now we'll use the random module. So we'll say computer underscore action equal to random.choice. And then in parentheses, you'll put possible underscore actions, which means you're telling the computer to choose one out of these three possible actions at random.
Okay, so random dot choice, and then you say, then it's the
parentheses.
Okay.
Yeah, and possible underscore action is your parameter to that function.
Possible what in the parentheses?
Okay.
Possible underscore actions, the one that you created above.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks.
Which one? Which one is the parentheses? I'm all screwed up.
The shift 0, shift 9.
Yeah. The left one. Oh, the left parent.
Yeah, the left parent and the right parent.
And the right parent. Okay. And then you said it's
possible underscore actions will be the parameter.
Possible underscore action. And that then close them.
Yeah, close the parentheses.
Yeah.
Now in the next line, we need to print both these things. So we'll say print, open parentheses, in quotes, you will say you chose, quotes close, comma, user underscore action. Then once you're done with that, so quotes close, then comma, then user underscore action, comma. Then again, quotes in quotes. You can give a space and say computer chose and then a space. So basically it's like print, left paren, quotes begin, user chose, quotes close, comma, user underscore action, then comma again. Then in quotes, you say computer chose, then quotes close, comma, computer underscore action, and then right paren.
I got the rest, but just to clarify at the top, is it import underscore random or just import space random?
Import space random. So import is a keyword and random is a module name.
Yeah, so just import space random.
Yes. If you're done, save it. So let's go to the next part of it. Let's make it the real game. You know, you shouldn't have to play only once.
Import random.
So we are going to make changes in the same file, but here's what it's going to look like. So remember we studied loops. Can anyone remind me what were the two types of loops that we studied?
One is the while loop. Loops.
Okay. Anybody else? What's the second one?
For loops.
Okay. That's great. So we're going to use the while loop now, but we are going to create something which is called the infinite loop. Now, what do I mean by an infinite loop? An infinite loop is a loop that just runs forever. So basically, you can keep playing the game forever. How would you do that? So remember, what was the syntax of the while loop? It was while and then some condition. And the while loop would run until that condition was true, you know, when until that condition was being met. So what if we replace that condition with the word true? So true or false is another data type in Python, and it's called Boolean. It's bool. So bool or boolean, which means it's either true or false. And both the true and false are written with their first letter as capital. So it's P caps R-U-E. That's true. It's a Boolean data type. So what we'll do is we'll replace the condition with true. So this while loop is going to look something like this.
Import random blank while true colon.
Okay, it's while space true with a T capital colon. And then everything in the program goes inside this while loop. So what you would have to do is write this line and then indent everything. Let's do it, you know, everyone. Just say while, so after the import random line, just say while space true colon and then hit enter. And every line after that, just add one indent at the beginning. So you need to press down arrow, press home, do a tab, again, press down arrow, home, tab. Do it all the way to the end of the program. And let me know as soon as you're done.
Okay, so that comes right after import random.
Yeah, import random, then hit enter and say while space true.
True, right. Mm-hmm.
Then the last piece, I promise, last two lines.
Game underline V2 dash notepad. So game
all right.
Bottom of file.
Now, as we saw that the program could run infinitely, but we want a more graceful way of exiting the program, right? Like instead of hitting Control C and seeing that ugly error message, we want a more graceful way to exit out of the program when someone is done playing. Another thing I wanted to show you guys is the backslash n. So Python has a lot of these special characters. We call them escape sequences. it's basically, you know, they're control characters. They have special behavior. So if you type backslash n anywhere in your string, which means anywhere inside double quotes, like a pair of double quotes, you would insert a new line on the screen. So that's just FYI. So if you want to make your output nicer, you can insert like new lines using backslash n.
So you're saying n, the letter n, correct? And Nancy?
Yeah, but
okay.
Backslash followed n. By n.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And similarly, there are other ones, like if you want to insert a tab character, you would do backslash t. And, you know, so on and so forth. Like there are different, like if you wanted to print a quote, then you would do backslash quote, because otherwise if you just use a double quote, then it means something else to Python. So if you want to print quote on the screen, you can just escape it by using a backslash in front of it.
Great.
So that's just FYI. But now,
if play underline again equal blank, print left parent quote rock smash blank.
So after the whole program finishes on the next line, at the end, we will hit one tab, which is one single indent, because we are still inside the loop. And we are going to take another input from the user. And we are going to ask the user this time if they want to play again. So the question will be, do you want to play again? Y slash n.
Play underline again equals input left parent quote play again left parent y slash n right parent colon quote right parent.
Okay. This is what the input statement looks like. And then we will check in the if condition.
If play underline again dot lower left parent right parent equals quote y quote colon.
I know I didn't cover the string functions, but if you look through the notes, you would see them. So every string comes with some special function. Lower is one such function. What it does is it converts the string into all lowercase letters. So it doesn't matter if your user enters capital Y or small y, we just convert it to lowercase and then compare it so that, you know, capital Y or small y would mean the same to us. So that's what we are doing here.
Oh, if.
So if.
Play. Underline. Again.
Play underscore again.
Period. Lower.
Dot lower.
Left parent. Exclaim. Left parent. Right parent.
And then it takes no parameters. So left parent. Right parent.
Exclaim equal. Quote.
Then exclaim equal to, which means not equal to.
Y. Quote. Y. Quote. Y.
And then in quotes y.
Quote. Colon.
Then colon. And then.
Break.
We say break. So basically what we are doing is, after every round, we'll ask the user, do you want to play again? If the user says yes, if the user says anything apart from yes, so when we say exclaim equal to, it means not equal to. It's like when we want to check if two things are equal, we do equal to. If we want to check if two things are not equal, we use exclaim equal to. So we just check if what the user has entered is not equal to y, then we break, which means we exit the program at that point. So that's all that we need to add. So should we do breakouts or you want to do it here? I think it's just three lines. Let's just do it here. So you three things you need to do. First, you take input from the user. All right. So play just get the input from the user, y or n, then check if the input is not equal to y, print whatever message you want to print, and then break. So you'll exit the game.
Hi, this is Cheryl. Yeah. I just want to say thank you, Aditi. As I said, I'm not like a tech person, but just by sitting in this class, I was like, oh, this is doable. As Tim said, it's like totally obvious that you love Python and that you love coding. And I'm so deeply appreciative that you were willing to spend your time with us and to help us to understand how to, you know, use code and to show us that it's not the scary thing that's unattainable or unapproachable for people who are blind. So Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks to Cheryl for, you know, putting it all together. It's so well organized.
So everybody, I'm going to send in addition to the information, I'm just going to send probably like a 2 or 3 questionnaires. And if you guys can complete it, it's nothing fancy. It's just, you know, write something in the email and send it back to me. It really helps me as we think of maybe other projects, but it also helps me when I have to apply for grants to be able to say, you know, talk about your experience and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl, as always.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Dana, for helping out.
Yes, kudos and roses to Dana for being here and helping out. It was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, and Belinda too.
All righty, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll get the email with the recording, and if you can answer my short survey, I'd really appreciate it. Take care, everybody.